Blog Talk Radio. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He leads. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He leaves salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. The world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. For he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus, he lives today. For he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives salvation to impart. You ask me, Jesus lives. He's so real to me. He lives within my heart.
Blessing, blessing, blessing. How y'all doing tonight? Thank you for calling in. Today is Friday, December 30, 2022. I pray that y'all had a blessed holiday. I pray that God and your family safe. I pray that you had peace this week. I pray that God kept you and protect you. I'm just sitting here, you know, I am your host for tonight. This is Sister Sean from Texas. I tell you, the weather have changed here in Texas. Today, I believe it was 70 degrees or almost 70 degrees. Yesterday was in the 60s. Tomorrow is going to be in the 70s. Last week was 11 degrees. I just thank the Father for tonight. I just thank him that we able to see another day. I tell you, I had to play that song, and I pray that you can hear me tonight. If you can hear me, you can send me a text. Let me know that you can hear me very well. You can text the number, the 214 number. Let me see if I can get the number for you. Okay. I tell you, I played that song because I met this young lady. She was my son, age 25. And I met her today. I meet a lot of young people. You can text 214-505-8719 and let me know that you hear me very well. Well, I met this young lady. They had this big, huge conference, a youth conference here in Fort Worth. So I met this young lady. She spoke. She's a leader. She's 25. And she spoke at the conference. I picked her up to take her to the airport. And she was telling me it was over 60,000 people there. Because it was at a new arena in Fort Worth. So I'm like, oh, my God, this event must have been real huge. And she was like, yeah, it was about 60,000 youth there. And it kind of just blew me away. And we began to talk. And it's like the Holy Spirit just came up on me to minister to her. And she was like, I felt like I got a double portion. And we were just talking about the young generation, how it's such a deception. They are being deceived, how things are being placed in music, how they marking Yahweh, how things are, you know, in the movies, you know, on TV, in the commercial, on social media. And it's just getting worse and worse, the things that they are doing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, talking about the Lil Nas, and it's another singer after. She was telling me it's a new singer, just released a lady, a young girl, just released a song called Kill Bill, and the song is talking about killing your boyfriend. So immediately I said we need to rebuke that and stand against that. We need to rebuke it right now because it's going in the ear gates. That's something, that's an ear gate. That's a demonic word that's placed in these young girl ear gates. You know, the word tells us protect our ear gates and our eye gates. We even have to protect our heart. So I said we need to rebuke that, you know, these young ladies, young girls will not do what the sons say, because that is demonic. And it's telling, you know, giving them instruction on what to do. But I remember I had a conversation with this elder woman. And before I picked her up, I was looking at the clouds and I say, Lord, they pointing their fists at you. They are mockery you. They are really, really pointing their fists at you and mocking you, saying they are God. There is no such thing as God. This ain't no God. The book is all make-believe. That's what they teach in the young generation. And I'm like, Lord, just open this. Just move the cloud back. And whatever you got to move back, just move it back. And just show your fist. Just show your fist. Just show your mighty fist. Just let it come through the cloud to show them you are real. I say, move the clouds back, and whatever is up there beyond the clouds, just move it back. Just open it up. And just let your eyes just come through. Just your eyes, your angry eye, your judgment eye, your wrath. Through your eyes, just come through. Do what you need to do to bring this nation to a place of true repentance, a true repentant heart. That's what I was saying the other day. Because the young generation is in trouble. The young generation in trouble. Who teaching them things? Who really teaching them? And I was just so touched that 60,000, I don't know what was taught, but she was telling me one of the speakers was talking about witchcraft and stuff like that. But I was so touched that they are having a conference, and it's over that many youth coming to a conference, and they are teaching good, what is good and what is evil. And you know, these days, they have a lot of apostles and a lot of prophets. But I was just having a conversation with a woman and men of God. Where is the evangelist? Where's the soul winners? Where's the pastors? Where's the teachers? Everybody is a prophet. If you ain't no prophet, you apostle. That's the only thing we hear now. Apostle and a prophet. What about the elders of the church? What about the evangelists? What about the intercessors? What about the forerunners? What about the gatekeepers? What about those that operate discernment of the spirit? What about those who operate in the true miracles, the gift of miracles? Well, I mean, what about those that have a word of encouragement? Let me tell you this tonight. Don't be having itching ear to believe all the hype and what everybody's saying about 2023 gonna be this, and 2023 is gonna be this. I went to the Father and said, what are you saying? Because what he showed me, you know, he is saying to certain individuals, he's giving the word because he wants us to get in his secret place. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants to, and he was taking me to the book. He took me to the book of building the wall. He's building. He's turning down and he's building. This we already have crossed over into a new season. Just man count. But he's rebuilding. And he have to rebuild what was corrupted. He have to rebuild. He have to tear down some things. Turn some things down within our own self, in our own household. He was calling us to rest. He was calling a season of rest, so we can be prepared in our mind, preparing our body, because he's rebuilding. And I heard the word, we need to get in the right position. We need to position ourselves, because he's going to rebuild the way he wants this thing to be built. He's rebuilding it all across the board. It's going to be a rebuilding for repentance, rebuilding for restoration, rebuilding. He's going to restore some things. So, and even today, I feel like the Holy Spirit was saying, I'm giving personal prophecy to individuals. See, this word, he's separating the wheat from the tares. I want my children to have their ear to my mouth so they can know my voice. This is Yahweh. He wants us to know his voice in this upcoming season. He wants us to have a relationship with him like never before. We can make all the resolution and, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to get my credit back. I'm going to do all this. But the relationship going to be very important. Or you going to have a relationship with him. He want to break. You cannot. We done already crossed over. You cannot serve him and have a corrupted tongue. You cannot serve him and have a sticky thinking. He needs to turn down some things. He been trying to turn. Well, he don't have to try to do nothing. Excuse me for saying that. He been trying to break down and tear down the wall because he's rebuilding in this hour. He's rebuilding. And he's calling a lot of us to repent, to have a repentant heart. He can't build nothing if you don't have a relationship with him and you ain't walking with a true repentant heart. When I look at some of these leaders today, what they doing, some of the leaders, my heart just cry, Lord. It's to a point that I just shake my head. What's wrong with him? And you know, he took me to this Bible verse early this week in Matthew's. He took me to this Bible verse where Yahshua was talking to the Pharisees. He was speaking to the Pharisees. And he was saying in Matthew 12:34, all you generation of vipers, how can ye be evil? Because I was like, Lord, the things I'm hearing out of some of these leaders' mouth, the things that I'm seeing, the things that they are teaching your people, I cried, Lord, shake this thing up. And then when he began to bring me to Matthew 12:34, he was talking to the Pharisee, oh, generation of vipers. What is a viper? That's a snake. That's a poison snake. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. The words that was coming out the Pharisee mouth was evil. The words that were coming out the Pharisee mouth, they were speaking against the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Spirit, because that was in their heart. If you look throughout the book of John and look at throughout the book of Luke and Matthew, how they was coming, the biggest people that Jesus had a problem with was the leaders. It wasn't the sinners. The sinner sat down and ate with them. The sinner wants to hear his teaching. The sinners were so amazed by how he was raising the dead, open blind eyes. The lame was walking. They that's not the one. Them was not the one that was trying to challenge him. Them was not the one that was trying to correct him. Those was not the one that was blaspheming. Those was not the one. It wasn't the sinner. It was the leaders. It was the Pharisees and the Gentile. It was the Pharisee and it was the one that was in the temple. The leaders. Jesus had the biggest problem with the leaders. Who's the Pharisee today? I was speaking to someone on the phone today, and they asked me a question. And I say they love to take bits and bits of Bible, and man had put their opinion up in the word. You go seek God. I tell people, go seek God for yourself. And that's why I'm going to try my best to take you back to the Father. What did he tell you? What is he saying? Now, we can sit here and we can read the word together. I can read it to you. I can break it down, give you the interpretation. But if you lack understanding, if you lack wisdom, you got to go ask him for it. You know, you got to have a relationship with him first. I'm always direct you. This don't take nothing I say out my mouth. You need to go ask the Father on everything I am saying to you. And I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to try my best to teach his word. I know what he assigned to me. And this season, y'all must know y'all assignment. What is y'all assignment? And who are you assigned to? Everybody's not assigned. A lot of people might not be assigned to voice, my voice. You got to know who you assigned to. Especially, I heard Randy on Thursday was saying his teacher, the one that he was up under, she was a woman and she was tough. But you have some of the apostles rebuking women. A woman shouldn't be teaching. A woman shouldn't be a pastor. A woman shut up. She don't have a right to speak in the church. But are they really reading that Bible verse? They taking bits and pieces. Some of that is manipulation. Some of that is controlling. Some of that is domineering. That's what he gave me. Why would he give certain people vision and call them watchers, I mean watchmen, and they women too? He always take me back to Esther. Esther. Why would he use these women? Do we really know what the church is? Do we even know what is the word the church? Who is the church? Because when we have an understanding about what's the real meaning of the church, when we have a real meaning of ministry, you can go in the grocery store and ministry. I'm ministering to you right now. My people is perished. They are being destroyed due to the lack of knowledge. And like I told them, you seek God. You seek him. What is he telling you to do? Whatever you want to do, you go seek him. You get in that secret place, and you have that secretness. You have a special time with him, and whatever he tell you, keep your mouth closed. You don't got to tell everybody. You know, he got on me about that. Everything I show you, vision and dream, that's why you being up under attack, because you going to speaking to the wrong people, and you speaking, I didn't tell you to release that right now. Something he show you in secret need to stay in secret until he tell us to move or speak. There is things, and we was in people, and what he showed me, daughter, they going to miss it. They missing it. A lot of leaders is missing because the word he given me, he's flipping this thing. There's a flipping because there's a changing of God. Not only the changing of God, there's a change. Engine of garment, and he's flipping this thing, and he said a lot of people gonna miss it. Because a lot of people ain't even in the right position. They ain't positioned themselves. I need them to get in position. You got to get in the position, because when I built this wall, some of y'all got to have a wall built around you to keep certain things out. When you look at Nehemiah, I got, you know, get thing wrong, but when we look at Nehemiah, that's what he did. He was a leader. God trusted him. He was a good leader to build the wall. And when they built the wall, they also were building different gates with different keys. How can he release the keys for you to build when you're not in the right position? And so that's what I hear. And upcoming season, because we're not on man time, and this upcoming season, we have to make sure we are aligning. We are in alignment with Christ. We are in alignment with heaven. We got to make sure we're in the right position, because if we move a little bit into the left, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss when he get ready to release things, because he are releasing keys. I didn't hear him, the Holy Spirit, saying he's going to release the keys to the city, but he's going to release to certain people. You got to make sure you're in the right position, because he's rebuilding this thing. He's rebuilding the wall. And that's what I heard, that he's rebuilding the wall. In order to be a part of this rebuilding the wall, you got to repent. He got to restore something. This wall he building ain't going to be corrupted. Y'all need to write this down, because this is a prophetic prophecy. This thing that he's building now, it will not and it shall not be corrupted. That's why there's a flipping going on. This thing going to be done right, because too many souls is at stake. In order for him to say that prophecy, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Oh, he got to tear down and he got to rebuild some things. He got to do some building. He got to tear down some corrupted building, some corrupted temple. In order for that Bible verse, I believe it's in Job. I was trying to pull it up. Job 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward. It just ain't gonna come up on us afterwards, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. See, in order for us to get it, because that day is coming, that prophecy is coming, the before this revival that everybody is looking forward, he got to do that prophecy. That's a prophecy. But he got to turn some things down. He got to rearrange some things. He got to flip some things. He got to build the wall up in order for this thing to come to pass. Oh, I hope somebody here. He ain't finna come and pour his spirit and have wrong people in the wrong position and deceiving his people. No, that ain't how. That ain't how it's gonna work. And he's been crying now to have a relationship with me, not me. Have a relationship with Yahweh. Have a relationship with your daddy. You should be able to walk with him and talk with him, even rest in his presence. So it's a 7-year arrest. And see, that's why I say a lot of people gonna miss it. They gonna miss it. You know, I miss some things. Because when he say rest, see, everybody looking at this thing, even though we know what this COVID thing come from and why it came up on the scene, God allows certain things to happen at a certain season. But it was a season for a lot of leaders, a lot of intercessors, a lot of watchmen and prophets to rest. It was a season to rest. because he was tearing some things down. He was tearing some corrupted pulpit down. This was a couple months judgment had came up on the earth. And let me tell you tonight that judgment came for the righteous and the unrighteous. It did not exclude nobody. I am being judged. You are being judged. This type of judge is for your good. This type of judgment is to correct you. This type of judgment was to rebuke us. This type of judgment was to tear down and build back up, to purge and wash and cleanse us. This was the type of judgment that was upon the earth. And a lot of people missed it because they were listening to the wrong prophet. They were listening to the wrong voice. They want to hear about a husband. They want to hear about a car. They want to hear about a new home. Nobody was telling them, get yourself to the altar. Get yourself to the altar of Yahweh. Get yourself washed and cleaned up. Oh, nobody didn't want to tell them, you got stronghold. That stronghold needs to be broken out for you in order for you to go into this. Nobody didn't want to tell them, but the ones that was telling them, that was being prosecuted. It was found. We came in a season that everybody across the board would be judged. Okay, how many souls did you draw nigh unto Christ? How many souls did you even teach? How many souls did you feed? How many souls did you even go out there and spread the word, the true word of Yahweh? We all was judged. And now we're coming in a season to where he's going to reward. There's greater reward. Even I seen the other day when I was praying that he's releasing these crowns. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. He is releasing crowns. He's releasing keys to the city to lock up and unlock. Y'all better hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying tonight. Oh, I have to tell you, do not be deceived in this hour. Have a relationship with Yahweh in this hour. Get connected with him in this hour, because he will release some personal prophet to you in the secret place. My God, it's going to give you direction. It's going to give you what you need for this upcoming season. Sometimes he don't want everybody to know what's going on. Some of your prophets, your prophetic word needs to be between you and Yahweh. Oh, somebody don't like that tonight. Go to the Father. Some of the prophetic word needs to be between you and Yahweh. And when he speaks it to you, don't go run your mouth. Let it manifest. Don't tell people your move. So I told y'all, we got the move. When the military with the special force, special task force, with the snipers, they don't tell their opponent, we going to be there at the 11 hour, the 1100 hour, the 1200 hour. They speak among whoever's in that room. This is what we need to do. We need to get in there at 1200 hour. We need to kill the target with less than a minute or less than 2 minutes. They can come at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning. They can come at 7 o'clock in the morning. Nobody ain't gonna hear no helicopter. Nobody ain't gonna see them in the sky. They dropping down, shooting the target, getting up out of there real quick. They can swim miles in the water without being detected. And that's what he was showing me. Some of y'all need to be secret and quit telling everything. Quit putting your stuff on a billboard and poster and flyer. The enemy gonna detect you. The enemy gonna sniff you out like a hound dog. Sometimes, you know, some of the prophets, some of the preachers, they just went. They didn't put their name on no flyer. They didn't put their name out on the billboard. Oh, he coming to town. They didn't do that. They call them up on the phone. Can you come? Yes, I can come, or however it went. It was told amongst each other, or some of them didn't even tell them. They just popped up, did what they had to do, and left up out of there. When Jesus told them to go out two by two, well, if they receive you, leave you the blessing. But if they don't, dust your feet out and keep going. Don't sit there and lie to God. Don't sit there trying to explain yourself. Don't sit there and try to get to know them. Go do the job and get up out that city and get up out that region. And like I was telling the young women, the reason why these things are manifest is because what they're doing in the spirit realm, there is an activity going on in the spirit realm. Portals are being opened. And I told her, your generation, my son's generation, my grandkids' generation is about to see some things that we did not see, or our parents or our grandparents. Y'all about to really witness something that we did not get a chance to see or hear about. Y'all just look. That's why I told y'all, I don't know what day that was when I said, I need to go see God about these things. The human avatar. Y'all need to go see God. Go seek him and see what he's saying, the transporting. Y'all need to go seek him about time traveling. Go seek God and let him reveal to you what is that. I didn't say You run out of there. I know when people tell me I'm gonna go to God. Now, okay, wait a minute now, Lord. What is this? What is this they talking about? Can you please tell me the truth? I want to know the truth before I open my mouth and start talking about. I want to know if that's what we doing now. And I promise you, he's gonna say that is not me, and he's gonna back it up. He's gonna give you stuff. Well, I'm gonna show you I ain't never watched Harry Potter movie or read this book in my life. But when the Holy Spirit starts speaking, saying that is not of me, and you see the movie of Harry Potter, that's what they do. That's how they travel. That's what, okay, come on, I'm trying to help somebody out tonight. I didn't go look at no Harry Potter, but I heard it. Some things when I see in the spirit, he will back it up. He will back it up. When I seen them big old horses, and I heard Reddy Rider, I'm like, Reddy Rider. He told me, what was the name of that movie? The Lord of the Rings. And I kept hearing the Lord of the Rings. You know them big old black horses that was riding? I promise y'all. And I'm telling y'all, I seen in my prayer time, in my secret time, where he revealed these big black horses and these things that was on the horse cover up. They was very divine. And he said, that was Freddy Rider, and they are out because I was in my secret place at 2-something in the morning. And he said, that's what's out now. That's a death spirit come to snatch the souls up. And I was like, my God, that's some scary, ugly thing. And he said, the Lord of the Ring. You seen the Lord of the Ring? That's exactly what you looking at. These people don't make movies for nothing. And then I kept hearing all that week, the Lord of the Ring. And now they came out with the series, the Lord of the Ring. See, God's gonna show his watchman and his seer and prophet deep things to sound the alarm. Some people would say these other, I mean, look, he got the prophet that he's showing the money word. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They got to see it. They got to see it to warn the people. Some things we don't want to see, but he is taking some people to see this is what they doing. This is how they doing. I'm going to take you behind the veil, just like I took Ezekiel behind the veil. You're going to see what they really doing. That's the watchman. That's the watchman that's going to be on a tower. Some prophet, some seer, watchman have that ability to see like that, because that's assignment. Whatever your assignment is in this hour, in this season, we got to stay in our lane. If your assignment is to teach, you teach. That's your assignment. If your
God boldness. Don't you let them back you down. Don't you allow them to back you in the corner. Where if you're a preacher and you are responsible for the sheepfold, you need to preach them. If you're an evangelist, you go out there and get the soul. You draw them to Christ, a true evangelist. If you're an intercessor, you need to be on your face. Just like he told me on the wall of prayer, tell my people to turn their face to the wall. Just like Hezekiah, he told Hezekiah through the prophet, you can get your house in order because you finna die. But what did Hezekiah do? He went and turned his face to the wall. Lord, it's me. Remember me. Remember what I did. Remember my obedience. He began to cry out, which had touched the heart of God. And he said, go back and tell him, I'm going to have 15 more years. And I'm going to let him know that I'm going to do it because I'm going to hold back time. I'm going to hold back the sun. The sun going to don't know because the sun going to go back or he's going to see the shadow going back up the stairs. Come on. Come on, y'all. Whatever God is giving you, everybody ain't going to understand you because they don't have a certain gift. That's why everybody ain't going to understand what you're talking about. It's only for certain people. Some people got to go deal with those witches and warlocks because they got to see the light. God, Jesus, y'all sure is the light. He is the light. Darkness can't withstand the light. And so some of us is the light. And when we have the light shining around us, when we have the light on the inside of us, don't you know the light that's around you will make demons tremble? Light that's all around you and your eyes, all around your member. Oh my God, Holy Spirit, teach your people tonight. They get very agitated because they cannot stand to be in the presence of the light. That's why some people, you think they don't like you, but they're getting away from you. Oh, they can't stay there because the light that's in you, the light gonna shine right on their heart. The light gonna expose who they are. They don't want to be seen. And your light is going to bring them to a place of repentance. Come on. Let's go talk about Job. Have you considered my servant Job? He was a righteous man. You better be careful. That God, see, this is what's wrong with a lot of leaders. And a lot of people that's in the body of Christ, they don't believe that the Father honors that righteous people out there that really walk upright and hate evil. Them the one they're going to come after the most. What did he say about Job? He was a righteous man. He was a righteous man, and he hate evil. He told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan didn't go to him and say, I want to mess with him. He said, have you considered him? And Satan said, yeah, I did, but you got to catch your protection around him and his family, even around his livestock, his finances, his property. I can't touch him. But if you move it, I bet he curse you. This is how God know his true vessel. God know his true child. God knew that Job was not going to curse him. Okay, so don't do it. Okay, you can't touch his soul. You ain't going to be able to touch him. You do everything you want to, but you can't touch him. Oh, if only you knew the God got that thing around you and your family that Satan, well, Satan got to use his little imps to even go get permission to touch you in your house. So I don't care what they trying to conjure up. I don't care what they let me tell you something. A corrupted, just like I read that Bible verse in Matthew 12 about the generation being vipers.
They speak evil out their mouth. The evil is in their heart. They got an evil thinking. They got stinky thinking. They double-minded. They lukewarm. They corner-minded. How can they bear good fruit? Because what comes out your mouth is in your heart. I don't care how you cover it up. I don't care how you try to hide it. You, God, is already unveiling the faces. There's a face mask on, and he's unveiling it. Hide it no more. He let us know. He was talking to the Pharisees. There are Pharisees today. And as I had a conversation with the woman of God, people want to misconstrue the Bible verse and add man unto it. And when Jesus came, why you think Yahshua came on the scene to correct what they have incorrect when it came down to his word? He came to set the captives free. He came to break the tradition and religion out of the mind of the men, out of the mind of the building, the temple. He came to correct them. He came to tear down and rebuild the wall again. Come on. You're doing that on the Sabbath. What did he say? My father never slept. You wanted me to leave this woman bind up with infirmity? Miracle, I came here not to do work of my own. I didn't come here on my own. I came here to do the work of my father. What you see me do, you see my father. He don't sleep, he don't slumber. You made this thing, the Sabbath, out of your tradition. You misconstrued this. They was always talking about what Moses and Moses and the law of Moses and Moses did. Jesus was correcting them. My Father, which are in heaven. That's what he came to do. So who's the Pharisees today? Like I was telling the woman of God, well, see, back then, they were stoning people. They were stoning you. If you did anything, if you was caught in adultery, they were stoning you. If you was a woman with issue of blood and you come out that house and you did anything, you sat down in the temple or something like that, they want to stone you. They want to stone you for everything back then. Guess what? They still stoning you. They stoning you with lies. They stoning you with deception. They stoning you. They still stoning you right today. But the difference between back then, the S picked up the stone and they began to hit you with the stones, the rock. But what they doing, they stoning you with the word. The word cut deep. The word is like a two-edged sword. If it's a good word or an evil word, they are stoning you with the deception. They're stoning you by being thieves and robbers. My God, Holy Spirit, speak tonight. It's the same thing. It's just without the brick. It's with the word. It's with deception. It's with manipulation. It's with the controlling, because we know controlling is a form of witchcraft. Who am I talking to tonight? Stoning. They still stoning us. But God say, not so. Because those who speak like vipers, that's a snake. That's a poison snake. They heart like that. And let me tell you something. They can go to the soothsayer. They can go look at the crystal ball. They can go what you walking around here fearing for. Because they word, they prayers not going nowhere. They prayers not getting it off the ground if they got a corrupted heart. Oh, who am I talking to? That's why you better know who you are and whose you are. Don't you go into the man year. Because let me give you a new flag. It already crossed over. But if you want to go by the man year, you need to get yourself in position. Get in the right position. Because the Father, and I already released the angel. I told y'all here on PGN through the Holy Spirit, there was angels being released with a sledgehammer to tear down some of these pool beds, to tear down. There was a turn down of the wall that was keeping his people bondage. There was a turn down of the wall that the people was manipulating his people. And I'm telling you something right now, in this next couple months, in the next year, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's why you need to get in the position. You need to get in your posture, in a place of posture, to have a relationship with Christ like never before. I don't even know why I went there tonight, but I tell the Father, I don't got nothing. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't got nothing. But when the Holy Spirit come upon you, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, when you say, have your way, this is not my radio. This is your radio. Take center stage. Take center stage, y'all. You don't even got to ask me. It's sure. So come in and have your way. Come in and help your people. Help them, Father God. Help them, Father God. Help their mind. Help them, Father God. Deliver them. Set them free from themselves. And see, when you ask him to come in and have his way, that is exactly what he's going to do. Because you get center stage. I do this for my glory. I do this for your glory. And as long as I know you are being glorified, I'm going to stand firm when you put your word up in me. Your word so deep in me. I'm going to speak what thus saith the Lord. If he tell me, I'm going to speak your true word because you are the word. Better watch it in this hour. Better watch who you're listening to with your ear gate. You better watch what you're looking at with your eyes. Be very careful in these next couple months. He's telling people to get a relationship with him. Get a relationship with him. I can't say it no more. No, I mean, I can just say it plain. Get a relationship with the Father. It's going to be very important. You got to get in the, you got to get in that position. Position yourself. Some of us, our help depend on getting in the right position. Some of that position might be your resting. Y'all better hear. Y'all better hear. Touch their ear. Some of y'all need to put your hands on your ear and say, Lord, open my ear. Whatever stopping up my ear, clean out. Clean out my ear. We need to repent for what we've been listening to with our ears, what we've been feeding in our ears, what we've been feeding our spirit, man. Inner man, what we've been seeing with our eyes, what is your appetite, what have you been eating, who table you been eating off of, this, you better go back from January 2022 to December 30, 2022, Lord forgive me, I didn't even do that right, Lord forgive me, I put my mouth on chosen one. Lord forgive me. I didn't rest. I want to do this thing myself. Forgive me. I don't want to do the same thing in this next season. Help me, Father. Deliver me, Father. Oh, that should be your cry tonight. That should be your cry in the morning. That should be your cry tomorrow. Oh, Lord, some of you need to cry. Oh, Father God, that infernity tried to take me out in January. That infernity tried to take me out in June. Tried to take me out in November. But you say not so. That means you still write my story. I thank you, Father, that your hand is not too short to reach me. I thank you, Father, that I did not lose my mind. Oh, my God. I thank you, Father, that the heart attack did not kill me. I thank you, Father, that I did not die by the bullet of the gun. My son didn't die by the bullet of the gun. I thank you, Father, that should be your cry for the next couple hours. You should walk around your house. You should walk around your region. Thank the Father. Cry out for that young man. Cry out for that young woman.
God. Cry out for that leader. Cry out for that bishop. Cry out. This should be a season that we cry out. Lord, don't come right now because the souls are in trouble. Oh, Father God, have mercy on this nation. Have mercy upon the White House. Have mercy upon China. Oh, Lord, hold it back. Don't release your angel of destruction. Not right now. Oh, just like Jacob, I'm going to hold on to you until you bless me. Who am I talking to tonight? You should be crying now for your region. You should be crying now for your children. Not only your children, but other people's children. You should be crying now for this young generation. You should be crying now for marriage. You should be crying out for that pastor. Who are you in the kingdom of God? Have you brought souls to him? Oh my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're a good God. If you don't have a heart and passion for Christ, how can you do this work? Because the way things going now, it will make you get in a position and say, Lord, heal. We know what they did in the White House. We know what they did. We know what type of curse they brought upon this nation. But Lord, have mercy on them. Have mercy upon their family. Have mercy upon their children. You should be able to cry out and say, have mercy upon me, Lord. Revive me, Lord. Restore me. It's me in the need of prayer. You cannot play with this thing. Do not play with this. I'm telling you, if I really can tell you the things that he showed me, the upcoming things that he showed me, you will not play in this. You will not play in this season. You will not play. It's like enough is enough. And there is some true intercessor. It's saying, come now. Come, Yahshua. Come, 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 come. And some saying, take me, take me, take me, take me. They are crying for Yahshua to come now. Come now. But the question is if he come now, are you for sure you'll make it in? Are you for sure? People are crying, come now. Come through the clouds now. Come with your army now. We ready. Come, come, come. Because they can't take the wicked. They can't take what these leaders are doing. Come now. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the word. Father God, those who have an ear, let them hear. Father God, I'm just your vessel. And I get myself out the way. Because I allow you to take the center stage. You can take over at any time. Anytime, Father God. You don't even have to ask for permission. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. And long as I know it's yours, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And I'm good. I'm good. When you know who you are, you good. When you know who your father is, you good. Don't let nobody pull you from that place where you know where you stand with the Father. You know who you are. People will put titles on you and put negative curse word on you, but you stand firm because he already clothed you with righteousness. He already told you who you are and what's your assignment. So when you know who you are, you good. Everything is good because the word tells us all things work together for the good. For those who love him. Those who love him, it's going to work out together for your good. So you good. When you serving with the Father and you serving him, when you going out there to feed his sheep, even though you getting knocked down, and even though they're trying to take you down, they're coming against you. Well, we know the Pharisee did it. They just like the Pharisees, just a different season, a different century. They still like the Pharisees, but you stand with the heaven. Stand with your Father, and when you stand with your Father, it is good. It is well with your soul. It is well with your soul, and when it's well with your soul, you is good. He's going to take care of you. He's going to protect you. He's going to shield you in, and he dared them to cross the line. So it is good with you. It is good with your family. It is good in your household. Stand on the word of God. Don't leave him. Even though things are going to be shaken up in the last couple months, these upcoming months, do not pull away. Do not pull away. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to get tired. Yes, you're going to be wondering, when my time? When it's going to be me? Yes, you're going to have a little bit stinking thinking, but you renew your mind in the word of God. You cast down these strongholds. You pull them down. You stand in the word. Stand in his presence. Worship him. Stand strong and stay in position. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your helpers, because he's going to send you help. And say help come from the Lord, but you got to get in that position. You got to position yourself, because if you move a little bit to the left or right, you're going to be out of alignment. You got to line yourself up with God. You got to line yourself up back with heaven, because when he released the keys, when he opened heaven, you don't want to miss it this time. You don't want to keep going around the whirlpool. You don't keep going around the mountain like Mary go round and around. You want to get in that position, because when he get done building you, when he get done building the wall, when he get done building the temple, you're going to be ready. You're going to be sharp, because he's going to groom you up. He can't groom you up when you all over the place. He can't groom you up when you're running. He can't groom you up when you're walking in rebellion. He just can't. Thank you, Father. I thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. I thank you, Father God, that you've given the idea to your son. You trust him to bring other people. These are people, these like nobodies to other people, nobodies. But we are somebody in your kingdom. We're serving your kingdom. I can testify myself. I'm serving your kingdom the best of my knowledge, the best way I can. So, Father God, as we go on to the next day, as we go on into next week, thank you for protecting us. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you, Father God, that you cover us. Thank you, Father God, that you are the provider. Thank you, Father God, that you are the strong tower. Thank you, Father God, that you keep us from any premature death, any car wreck. Thank you for protecting our children from the evil one, the evil doers. Father God, your word tells us the same ditch they did for us, they should fall in. I'm not talking about the flesh. I'm talking about the spirit behind the flesh, because we know according to the word, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what is the principality and power. And we know there's a lot of spirit behind it. So, Father God, that spirit, oh, you're going to open up the ground and you're going to swallow. You're going to torment them before the time. Oh, Father God, thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the true prosperity. Oh, Father God, thank you for, because you are building PGN. You are building it, Father God, and you're going to build it on wealth. There are going to be wealth coming through PGN. When it hits the head, it's going to come down to the next one. So you better be careful who you put your mouth on PGN, on Prophetic Grace Network, because God's going to get ready to release some wealth upon them. And when he released the wealth, just like he said, I am blessing Abraham, everything that's connected to him, even his servant. When the head get blessed, everything upon them get blessed. So for you that comes on here and you talking and trying to monitor, you better just an hour for you to be careful. Don't you do it. Don't you do it, because you're gonna miss your blessing. You're gonna miss something. You better get on the right side and get on the right side with your Heavenly Father, because the same people that's praying over you, if they got favor on their life and God bless them, oh, the blessing going down the pipeline. Y'all don't hear it tonight. The blessing going down the pipeline. That's why you better be careful who you put your mouth on. In this hour, he been saying it. Be careful, because some of you are missing your blessing, because what you judging people, you putting your mouth up on them. You're missing it, and you talking about they false prophet. Oh, they not seeing none. The devil is a lie. It ain't that they a false prophet. Yeah, they see you. It's just that you is out of alignment. You is walking in something that's out of God. You're missing your blessing. You're missing your help. Do not do that in this next coming season, because this time, destruction is a broom. God is releasing the broom of destruction. If he did it before to the Israel, if he did it then, he's going to do it again. It's best to get your mouth sealed up and be quiet. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. If you don't know nothing, go ask him. It's best to take it to him. So God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the word. I tell y'all, go seek the word. Go back and listen to the word, because that's a prophetic release in the word. It's a prophetic release. And the prophetic release is position yourself. You need to stay in a certain position in these next couple months. They're going to be land release, money being released. They're going to be healing, miracles. You got to get in the right position. He's going to send the help. He's going to send the divine connection. He know what you need. You don't know what you need. He know what you need. Don't you miss it. You better not miss it. I'm telling you, don't miss it. Thank you, Father. Well, we're going to go to the car. If you would like to be ministered to, or you would like to share something than what we talked about tonight, press 1 on your phone. And I'll be happy to put you in the queue. Bring you, you will be in the queue. I'm sorry, you will be in the queue. I'll be happy to release your line. We have a few callers on here, but not too many with their hands up. So I've even told the Father, let this be a short night for me. Like I say, I've been up all day. So, he always answers your prayers. First caller. 251-229, that's who's calling. And where are you calling from?
Hi, Prophetess LaShawn. This is Sarah. Happy New Year almost. And thank the Lord. We're coming
thank
into 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. I pray you had a blessed holiday, and the same to you and your family. And thank you for calling. Wow, this is, everybody calling. Well, this is the last Wednesday of this month. This is, this is the last Friday of this month. But God is good. He's good. He's good. Like I said, when he's good, you good. And I remember just praying it over people. You good. When you start speaking, you got the proper side to your own self. It's good. It's well with my soul. Despite what's going on, it's good. It's all well with my soul. It's good. Some of y'all need to say it's good. Stop looking at the situation and start saying it's good. The enemy ain't going to want you to be saying that. It is well with my soul. It is good. And I remember praying, calling our people name. It is good. It's good in life. It's good with that family. And I'm going to declare a decree over you. It is good. And start speaking it over your household. It is good. It is well. Speak it over yourself.
prophesied over yourself. And that's what I want to say to you. I'm not saying the Lord saying this. I'm saying, you know, I'm giving this to you to start prophesying over yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Encourage yourself. Speak into your situation. You walk around your household. It is good. When some go around, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's well in my soul. It's well in my soul. My daughter is good. She is good. She is good. You start speaking these things over yourself. So that's my word of encouragement to you.
Well, I thank the Lord.
Go ahead.
Well, I thank the Lord for you because, you know, it changed the atmosphere. Whatever we put into the atmosphere, the Lord hears us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put, it's good. It's good. I mean, it makes it more because we're glorifying him. Let him know how thankful we are to say it's good. Father, whatever you do is good. Father, whatever you don't do is good. Father, whatever you want in my life is good. Father, whatever you don't want is good. It's good all the time. And he will bless it.
Right. And so I'm saying, I'm not saying this is a word, that's what I hear him say. I'm saying it's just a word that I would like to encourage you with. As this next, you know, before this month end, start speaking good things over you. Start speaking beautiful things over you. And matter of fact, I could just see it in the spirit. You know, you do really need to speak these beautiful things over you. Speak these beautiful things over your daughter. Prophesy. You go around, prophesy. You look at yourself in the mirror. It is good. I am beautiful. I'm going to have a beautiful day, a blessed day. Speak these things over you.
That's wonderful. That's what I will do and bring it up into full fruition. It's a and you know, start off the day glorifying the Lord and letting him know, Lord, what you have made is beautiful. What you're doing right now is beautiful. You know, and it will just glorify that day. So, and I'm gonna walk in it, woman of God.
Right. Everything you made natural, the animals, everything, because in the beginning you looked at it and said, what did he say? When he looked at everything he created, what did he say?
It's good.
Okay, there you go. Not only that for you, that's from somebody else on here too. When God created us, and when God created the first day, all the way to the sixth day creation, he looked at it and said, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So you speak that over yourself. It's good. It's good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm good. Stop claiming this stuff. You keep talking about you broke. You keep talking about you tired. Well, why you think you tired? You keep speaking that over yourself. Watch what you say in this next coming season. If you keep saying you tired, well, you're going to be.
That's it.
If you're saying
if you
I'm
keep
sick,
saying,
guess what?
You're gonna
if
be
you're
sick.
Walking in spirit, spirit gonna fall. Let me tell you something. Let me tell somebody on here something. If you're walking in fear right now, December 30 and December 31st and all throughout December, you don't let God be God and let him do what he needs to do. Guess what? You're gonna cross over and you are not ready to cross over because we already in another season. You're not ready to cross over. You fearing everything. You fearing. Well, if you keep, it's just going to be a repeated cycle because those strongholds in your mind, cast them down. Every imagination. The word, the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through who? Through by putting down these strongholds. So you're gonna go into the next, you're gonna go next month with the same thing. You got to renew your mind.
Speak positive thoughts. And it'll knock down those strongholds that's trying to hold you captive when you speak the positive thoughts of the Lord.
Right.
gonna tell you how crafty the enemy is. When you listen to people, they mind is bind up with strongholds and stuff. When you be listening to them, it's so a transfer. That's why you got to guard your, you got to protect yourself. And so today I'm driving, and I had this thought come in my mind. I said, oh, no, the devil is a lie. Started showing me by my ex-husband what I could have did. I said, I don't know where that came from, but I rebuke it. I know the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. I pull that down, and but see, that's why you got to be careful. You have to be careful. Some people just don't want to be saved. Some people just don't want to be healed and delivered. And they come dragging you and pulling on you. So you got to be careful. And I'm like, I don't know where this come from, but the devil is a lie. You come against it right there immediately. You cast that down immediately. You don't Amen. Let it don't sit there and let it run. You just your mind just wandering. The wandering of the mind.
Yes, it could be like, for instance, you're right, woman mm-hmm. of God, because it could be like, for instance, I was riding in the car today and noticing something, and it was just as simple as a song, but it wasn't, you know, anything that's glorifying the Lord. It was just a simple song from way back, you know, in the day. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I cannot have that, will not have that, even riding in the car. So your music permeates the air in which the Lord controls. So you want to give him the glory at all times.
People don't know the music. I seen this rapper was saying when he was in the studio and when they would make certain songs, the demons used to come out and torment and telling him, give me your soul. Because, you know, they was in there smoking and everything, but he was telling his testimony about that. But I tell you, the enemy is very crafty. It tells us in the book of Genesis, he was the most crafty, animal. He's crafty. And so you can get caught up even listening to some music. When I was working and I was going through my file because I had music saved up on my file, and everybody know I used to love me some Usher. That's what I call them, Usher. I like to meet some Usher. Everybody know. So, and I had a lot of music of him on my computer. So this song came on. I'm ready to sign those papers. And I just started bumping my head. So I'm like, yeah, I'm signing them papers. I'm signing them papers. See how you can get so caught up in it?
Yeah.
It was around the time that I was going through the divorce, and I'm like, yeah, I'm signing them papers, and they were looking at me, I'm telling you, it is very easy to get caught up in stuff like that. You have to protect your case. I don't mind telling my testimony, because I'm going to tell you, I was up there, yeah, I'm ready to sign those papers. I see. I say, Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for saving me, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when my mother was living, she would tell me, "You have to watch your ear gate, your mind, everything around you, because of the fact that it transfers." And I was like, "Huh?"
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand. When I was, you know, I just didn't understand when I was a babe. But as time goes on and you get wiser and stronger in the Lord, you're like, all of that is true.
I wish I could have more deeper, even conversation, ungodly soul talk, you know, with the opposite sex. I'm telling you, I don't have enough time to go into that. You have to be careful because they like I told somebody, they like ham dogs. If they can smell that you pure. They can smell that you holy. They ham dog. They sniffing you out. Just like some people on God's side can sniff them out. They can smell them. They smell the garbage on them. They smell the perversion on them. just like they could sniff them out, they could sniff a pure, holy person out, and they come to contaminate. That's their plan. That's why you got to be wise. You have to have wisdom, and you have to ask God for the discernment of spirit. You have to. What is good and what is not of him. And so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, show her how to encourage herself, how to speak these things in her household, how to speak positive things in her situation, how to prophesy over her own self, prophesy these things from heaven over her situation. Father God, I just speak that she will draw now unto you more like never before, that she will have a place in her home, that she will have a secret place with you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for the protection, protecting her daughter, protecting her household. Father God, that she, your word tells us all power and authority have been given unto us. So you have the power and authority to speak over your house, to speak in your situation, to speak over your body. Command healing to come in your body. Command swelling to come out, fluid to come out. You can speak to your body. You can speak healing over yourself. He gives us that power and authority. You're not going to be able all the time to pick up the phone and call somebody. Can you pray for me? Learn how to pray for yourself. Learn how to pray for yourself. So, Father God, teach your daughter. Teach her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as I always say, have a blessed new year, 2023, and may the Lord continue to bless thee.
Oh, thank you. You too. Have a blessed weekend.
Okay, you
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
You are good. 303-517. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from? Okay, we'll come back to you. A32231, Master's calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Tasha from Texas. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. And the same to you and yours. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Can't complain.
All right. Did you have something to share or a prayer request?
I just need prayer for prosperity, favor, knowledge, understanding, discernment, spirit for me and my son.
Okay. Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for your son, Father God. And Father God, your word tells us we have not because we ask not. So, Father God, I just speak that your daughter was this. So we're talking about this going to be a time to get in position, the right position, so we won't miss it. We won't miss it. And that is for you to get in the right position, your son. When you get in the right, thank you, Holy Spirit. When you get in the right position, your whole family going to line up. It might not seem like it, but they're going to line up. When you get in that right position, with the Father,
amen,
your whole family gonna come in alignment. It's gonna come in alignment. When you get in the position with the Father, your whole family is gonna come in alignment. So, Father God, I just thank you for the strength. Her strength comes from you. Father God, I thank you for the prosperity, which I heard her say the prosperity, which is true prosperity, is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because that's what we need. We need wisdom to even to handle business. We need
wisdom for marriage. We need wisdom for, you know, for our house, our body. We need that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So, Father God, I ask that she would drink from that cup, you know, that cup. Release the cup. Let her drink. You say, bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they should be filled. Fill up with more wisdom. Fill up with more understanding. Fill up with knowledge. Fill up, Father God, in this next couple of hours. Fill up. I ask that you fill up right now. And, Father God, I thank you for the peace. Let peace be her portion. And, Father God, I thank you for restoring everything, Father God. Restoring in her life, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father God, I just ask that you touch the heart of her son. Open thy eye to thy understanding to see who is his friends and who is not his friend. Father God, that he got a friend in you. You will never leave him or forsake him. Father God, let every ungodly soul tie, every ungodly relationship, anything that's in his life that's distracting him, Father God, I speak that he will walk in your will. He will walk in obedience, Father God. Father God, I just pray the strength, he will have the strength to endure this season, this thing that he's going through in life, Father God. But Father God, I just ask that you pour your love, and I loosen the love. I loosen the fruit of the Spirit all around him, Father God. Put people in his life that carry the truth of fruit of the Spirit, that carry your true word, God-fearing women, God-fearing men, Father God. Send them. Send the correct connection that he need in this next season. And Father God, what the enemy is trying to do is rob his true identity, but I declare and decree and I speak that he will know his true identity in Christ as a young man. He will know who you are. He will know that you are a loving father, that you've been there from day one. Show him your unconditional love. Take the scales off his eye. Touch his ear. But Father God, purge his heart. Do a cleansing in his heart. In the name of Yahshua. Father God, let those strongholds of mind binding, let them be pulled down right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
The spirit of confusion, the spirit of influence, we bind it and we rebuke it right now. Clothe him in his right mind. Clothe him with peace. I loosen that over him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the confusion that the enemy is trying to bring destruction between mama and son, I speak peace be still with this family, in this household, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When he know the love for you, Father God, he's going to know the love that he have inside of him, and he's going to know the love of his mother. So, Father God, let us see our son the way you see him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. I just, you know, peace. Peace is going to be with you. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I see, I've never seen this. I see money flowing. Are you waiting on money? Or you, it's something about some money.
Wow. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
because
yes,
I am.
See money. I just see money flowing in the earth. Just money. I just see like money mm-hmm. just like it's coming down, flowing in the earth. So I don't know.
Wow.
This is something that you are seeking the Father for. It's money. It ain't like a little bit. I don't see little bit change. It's money.
In Jesus' name, I receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I see money.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, seek the Father on that, but I just feel like money just floating around. Mm. I don't know if this something you've been waiting on or what this is, but it's not no, it ain't no little money.
Jesus,
so Father God, for finance, and Father God, I just ask when you release this finance to her that you will give her wisdom on what to do.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. There you go.
Thank you for the word, sister in Christ. And have a blessed and safe holidays, you and your family. And God be with us, and we'll see another year. And I see you
Amen.
Next year. I'll talk to you next year. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too. And safe. Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. One, 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 one. Message calling, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? One, 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 one. Masses calling, and where
Hello.
You from?
This is Sister
Hello.
Barbara from Texas.
Hey, Barbara, how you doing?
My woman, God, I'm doing great.
That's great. That's great. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Just excited and just listening at the word of our testimonies and and just thanking God for those testimonies.
I'm telling you.
So,
you know, when I was getting ready to come on, I said, you know what, I'm going to do something different. I think I'm going to let this be a night that people come on and tell their testimony. You know, tell your testimony from the time you've been on PGN this year. Do you have a testimony? But you know, when the Holy Spirit gives you another direction, you start flowing, you know. I would tell them, have your way.
Yes, I was like, Lord, I said, I see two and three churches on one corner. You turn one corner, there's two more. You go across the street, there's another one. And then it goes on and on. And I said, wake up, Zion. Wake up out of that sleep. I said, because we got work to do. We need to start preparing. We need to start planting, gardening, and getting everything ready. And I was just looking back, and I told my daughter, I said, I'm so excited. I said, because when you have on the whole armor of God, when you got the whole armor of God, you got nothing to worry about. Amen. And that's what I was just letting her hear and know. And I said, you got on your whole suit or armor? And she said, yeah, I got mine. I said, well, then if you got yours, then you know the will of the Father. I said, so we don't have to worry. It ain't hard. He just told us to put it on. He said, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of rulers of darkness of this old world. And, you know, and against spiritual weakness in high places. I said, so when I heard you speaking about getting on your throne and get where God told you to get, that these things are going to happen. This wasn't nothing that we were doing. We were pre-warned. We are the messengers of the Lord. And he gives us updates and things to do and what are we to do to prepare.
Right.
And I'm not telling everybody, go get this and do this, do that. But one thing about him, he's the food, the clothes, the shoe, the shelter. And he's going to take care of his children. He said, like Brother Renzel, he needed one, just one person to agree. And one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 things to a flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't complain because God has been so good, you know. He just overlook whatever problem, whatever situation. And we and those that have little children, just keep putting that arm of protection around them in that Psalms 91. And I tell you, God is good. He will take a shield of faith wherewith that we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation. So I said, okay, Lord, I am so ready. So I was just laying there and just asking God to put like a group of us together that we can stand. And after we've done standing, we can still stand and be in alert and watching, you know, watching what's going on and with our natural and our eyes, our spiritual. And some that's a little more mature than the rest, that's what we are for, to pray and seek the face of God. Because that's the only way we're going to make it when we have a sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, that when we get ready to face all the trials and tests and temptations, you can cut that piece into thunder. And when you take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. And all we got to do is praise him and thank him.
Mike, that's why it's so important in the season we in. A lot of people get the 7 year tribulation. You know, that a lot of people not aware of the season that we are in. They not aware of it, and they missing it. There's a time he call us to rest. There's a time that he tell us to be still, but he's saying get in, you know, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, like, get in position, stay in the position. Because he's doing, he's turning things down and rebuilding. Well, I tell you, he's good.
Yeah, he wanted to rebuild and restructure some ministries and lay that foundation. And then once he sends these people and get them in control, then they have to start and check up on the hood. He's building. And as we build and plant and grow, oh, my goodness, he's just getting us ready.
That's right. He's doing it.
It won't be.
Right,
he's
now.
Not going to have him hand me, loan me, give me, let me hold. You got to be ready. And it's not going to touch or bother us, but watching.
What is Nehemiah? When they were building the wall, and that's what he's been giving me. He's building, you know. And when he built it, they built the correct. They built it very detailed, and nothing that is supposed to be in there didn't get in there. And so when the wall is being built, there are going to be a lot of disconnected. Those that's not part of, you know, because everybody then built the wall with him. Anybody that's part of this thing that's being built, people that used to be there, they're not going to be there. God is removing them. They can't be a part of
it. Yeah. And then we that's in the Harry, I told God, I don't want to move ahead of you, but I want to walk right beside you. I don't want to go too fast. And I don't want to go too slow.
Because he is going to bless. He's going to bless the ones that have been faithful and righteous. Because we all up under that judgment. He's looking at it, all of us. And the ones that he's favoring, bless, you better make sure you ain't doing them wrong or nothing like that. Because when they hit them, this is going to go on down the pipeline.
I heard you talking about it. So we got to get on hold.
And he just said a lot of people going to miss it. They're going to miss it because this one don't want to connect with this one. That one don't want to be with that one. Look like to be with this clique.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know God's will.
You know. You know, he's flipping because he's like, I need to bring the nobodies, the unknown. It's time for them to arrive. And he's giving them people a chance that all up there, you know, they got a belief file. He's giving you a chance to come and pull them, teach them, get them to where they need to be so we can work together so this thing can balance out. It's a balance scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to no longer be evil. He's trying to balance it out. So some of these leaders and stuff don't miss it because they don't want to mess with the nobodies and the unknown. They want to mess with the millionaires and the trillionaires, the one that's giving them the private jets and fancy cars and all that. They going to miss it. That's what you say. They going to miss it.
My God.
Because if we look, we look at, because he told me, he said, Lord, I'm raising up a group of people. Ain't going to look like the modern church. Christ was among them all. The rich man, the poor man, everybody came in. What must I do to be saved, to inherit the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Some refused to do it. Listen, y'all. What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Go sell everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go get rid of everything. Mm-mm. You see, it's today. That's why I say they're going to miss it, daughter, because they ain't going to want to give up that goal. And you know, they ain't going to want to leave that alone to be with the underdogs and the undertaker and the upcomers.
Yeah,
no, they
don't want to get it. Mm-hmm.
Come follow me. Come follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go bury my dad. Let the dead be dead. They gonna miss it. Do y'all not hear? They gonna miss it.
These rebellion teenagers and not knowing the word of God.
Up tonight, he's backing up with his word. How they gonna miss it?
You can't miss it. It's all the word coming from everybody. This is revival time. We have to be ready. When you're a forerunner, you got to have that word and that prayer ready and that fasting.
Uh-huh.
And seeing that these people are willing and ready and able to do what God told them to do. We don't need nothing but a grain of mustard seed and just do it.
I bet you tell some of these pastors they got these big houses and private jets and private drive, go get all that up and come follow me with these 12 disciples that they gave up their life, they didn't gave up their job and everything. They did the same thing. So you go give it away and come follow, you know.
Mom.
You give it away and come follow us, you know, follow me. He didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the model church. Okay, so you got here. Some of you got here because the grace of God. Now I need you to go out here and help this one. These are the next one coming up. So go leave that building and go get a small building. help them build. They ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna want to do it.
Nope. And next thing you know,
they
put my
the money in their pocket to go help the one that's having a hard time. And see, the Holy Spirit saying he didn't told them to go help them. He didn't told them to bless the ones that God then gave permission to build his kingdom. Built his building. Go help them.
Okay.
And a lot of them refuse to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the wealth comes down,
mm-hmm.
I know where the hidden treasure is.
Yeah. You got to then have it at your house.
Right.
Have it at your living room. Let's go to the park. Let's do something.
Uh-huh.
Because that revival begins within us.
That's right. And he know where the hidden secret is in the hidden treasure. And he's going to give it to the right. So he'll take from the wicked and give it to the righteous.
Mm-hmm. They even take from the widow.
You're
giving me that today. Don't forget about the widow.
Man, do you know what? He has been speaking to me about the widow. Go take care of the widow. He been saying that. I've been hearing the widows. They forgot about the widows. Right. Last month, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the widow. Go take care of the widow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do nothing for the children, you know, because I do a lot for the youth. Don't do, go get the widows. Do something for the widows.
Mm-hmm. He told me the church and the people are overlooking the widows.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. Go do something for the widows. And you sure did.
Daily distribution of food and for the widows and yards and windows and yard cutting. And don't just overlook them and make sure they have a comfortable bed and place to stay, the food, clothes, shoes, and shelter, you know. And I said, all he wants us to do is just believe. Just believe. How did the church start asking care of them? And what did they do to prior to establishment of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Who will be handling the distribution?
Right.
How long is the distribution going on for those widows?
Right.
And I was just looking and I said, Lord, you sent the apostles out. You sent apostles out there. And the answer to giving that question, I began to speculate and look and see what are we doing that we so busy that we leave out the fatherless and the motherless and the children that don't have, they like orphans. They're orphan spirits. We don't forget.
Yeah.
We got so busy and wrapped up in our own lives that we are forgetting, you know, to take what we have and bless the children, bless the people.
Well, he got some. He told them out there doing it. Them, that's the nobodies. They ain't publicizing. They trust me. He got those out there that been feeding the children and taking care of the children and feed, you know, doing what they need to do. Them the nobodies. They ain't publicizing.
So I'm just grateful that I can look ahead. And you know, and we all began to pray and tell the Lord we won't complain. You know,
right.
When your back is up against the wall, you may not have a friend in this old world, but I won't complain. When the bills are due, Lord, you don't know where the money's come. I won't complain because I've been in that situation before. I know what it's like to be a widow. Amen. And I'm just grateful because I'm still standing. I have a roof over my head. I got my life, health, and strength. I can read. I can stand. I can call out the name of Jesus. No limitations.
Amen.
Oh, girl. Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we're still standing to help others that's in worse dire needs than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homeless people out there with no pillow. They got a rock.
Mm-hmm.
They laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah, we just talked about that today. They were telling me that Chase, it was on the news, Chase buying up all the land and building homes and stuff. I said, they've been doing that. These people been doing that, buying up land, but they ain't buying land, putting them box containers for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
They greedy, bunch of robbers. They greedy.
Mm-hmm. Because we went Christmas trying to feed the ones that had no food and drive around and fix food until we run out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, Lord, It's in your hands, and I can tell you where they live and where they be and where they have. And so we'd be all over there on Canton Street and over there by the church. So, trying to, you know, direct them back to the Lord.
Right.
Scattered now, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So I was just, that's when my prayer was, you know, meeting the people where they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, we just ask that you continue to fill your daughter up, fill her with more. It's our Father God. Father God, you are her provider, Father God. Father God, we were saying it's good, you know. I just speak everything she touch, everything that you give her to do for us, the community with the community with your sheep, Father God, that she's gonna be good and it's gonna be well. So Father God, we ask that you open the door of finance, Father God, you know, supply her needs, let people bring it, blessing, let people bring it. And put it in her hand. The favor gonna come from heaven. Not only the favor gonna come from heaven, but the favor gonna come from man. So I thank you for the favor. I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for moving, because you are going to move on the righteousness, those that serving you with the clean hands and pure heart. So Father God, I thank you for her family. I thank you for everything that you're gonna restore in her life in this hour. Father God, I thank you for more provision. Father God, give it to her. Father God, let her be the overseer. What do you want her to see for as feeding your sheep? What do you want her to oversee, you know, for as the land, for as the business? Let her be a good steward over it in the name of Jesus. Give her that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, send the divine connection. Send those divine help in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. And Father God, just speak like that word went forth tonight, that she will get in position and she will stay there, and she will not miss in this season what you have in store for her. Father God, everything that's in the storehouse, I'm talking about the storehouse in heaven, it'll be released, and she will not miss it in this hour in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, I never heard that storehouse in heaven, huh? I'm at the
In my dreams, I've been doing a lot of shopping. And the last dream I had, I saw this homeless man while I went into the heavenly store. And he sat in the back of my car, and there was a jacket in the back, and he put it on. And I went in there to shop and get the things, you know, different things that we needed from the store. When I come back, I saw him, and he had my jacket on. He put on a leather jacket. And I asked him, I said, sir, are you warm? Are you doing good? I said, how you doing? You got a place to eat, a place to stay? You need some hats and coats? I said, I don't have to ask you where the food, because I know you know where the food is. He said, oh, yeah, I'm taking care of for the food. I said, well, all right. I said, I just try to do right by you. You do right by me. I just want to make sure you go to church with me one day.
Now, this was in a dream?
He was a homeless man, but he had a pocket full of money. I said,
wow.
Oh, Lord Jesus. He passed his buggy around, and he just was, I guess he had his peace, you know, that he didn't need to stay with anybody. And I said, okay, you know, you can call me so we can get things, you know, squared away for you. And we don't want you to stay out here and freeze. But God took care of him. And he saw him with a big wad of money, and he didn't need nothing. He said he had more peace and joy than anybody.
Well, I bet he did.
He not
talking
to nobody. Yep, he said he mind his own business.
So this happened, this one in a dream, but this happened?
Yeah, it happened in a dream, but I actually went and found him
the
next morning.
Oh, so it was in a dream. Wow.
It was in a dream, and then I went straight to him. I took a hat, I took some gloves, I took a jacket, I took some water, I took some food, but he said he didn't need it. He said he loved that jacket in and I said, well, I don't want you out here not eating. He said, oh, I got something to eat. And I said, well, show me how you're going to get it. And he pulled out a pocket full of money. I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And but that was the man that was in my car. I don't know if that coat was for a covering, but the Lord was showing me. And I just began to pray for him because we never know. Tomorrow is my promise to no man. And not long ago, I went right in and saw him. I said, this man has wealth, has money. He just don't want to be in somebody else's house. So he said he has a place where he sleep at night. I said, okay. So I just said, Lord, sharpen those gifts of the
dream. I can take that dream. That's why we need to be careful who we judge, too, because you don't know where your wealth going to come from. They ain't going to look like the norm.
Nope.
Come on, now.
They sure don't. That's true.
They don't look like the norm. A lot of people don't dress like they got money, but they got money now.
Yeah.
They're not flashy like that.
Yes, because I have a cousin like that, and he talked real slow, and I know he has stocks and shares everywhere, and but not one time have they ever offered anything, you know, and I never asked them, you know, for anything, because I know my God has always made provisions and made things happen for me, so I never stressed or worried about it. Because I trust in him like he's my daddy. I can ask him, tell him what I need. And he comes through for me. Never had a problem. So with us being as a family, pray together, stay together, live together, fast together, it all helps. It all helps strengthen somebody that's listening. Because we with a new family, a royal family. God's family.
Right.
So I'm just grateful that I know the Lord been watching over me as long as I've been around. I'm still, you know, I'm just excited, you know. You have your limbs. You have your body. Because if one goes out of whack and not work, then you can't do anything. So I'm just grateful. I tell him I'm wealthy every day. Have my eyes, my ears, nose. I have all of the activities of my limb, my mobility, and, you know, and I'm still here. God has never let me down, and it's called obedience. He gives you trials and tribulations to make you stronger to help someone else that's worse than you.
That's right.
I appreciate it. I could have been outside with no food, no clothes, no shoes, no shelter, but God. And that's why I'm happy. I'm always happy. I'm always laughing. I'm just so excited. No matter how I hurt, I'm just grateful that everything still works. You know,
No, ma'am.
So I don't complain. I'm just as happy as a fiddle. So they don't understand this life. But it's a price to be paid, but it's a good life. It's a happy life. Especially when you have peace and joy, wealth and riches in it. And you know you've done all you know to help someone else and help build them and their ministry and what God told them to do. And I said, Lord, I want to get what you told me to do. So I'm looking for a building. Put me in order for 2023. I made a vow to the Lord, so I said, "Okay, Lord."
Wow.
We get in set, Lord. No question and if about it. Just find it. Okay, Lord. Because I like my little area where I'm at. It's just peaceful and quiet.
Amen.
You know.
Well. To get the storehouse released to you from heaven, so we thank God for that.
Yeah. I want to be able to feed and cook for these people, and if they come by and have things for them, you know. Praise God.
Amen. Well, you have a blessed holiday. You are the last caller with the hands up. So I am going ahead to end the show. And I just want to know one else with their hand up. I tell you, this is have been, when I was thinking, I was like, well, Lord, you know, I asked him, I said, well, what are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying this and that, this and that. But what are you saying? And like I said, I was hearing he want a lot of people to come to him in his secret place so he can reveal secret prophets to them. I heard that. And then I just heard this 2022 was a time to remember. It was a season to remember. It was a season to remember. And 2023, and everybody going to be so surprised by 2023. They're going to be so surprised. So surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why we got to make sure we are on his season and his timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just heard position, stay in position. That's nothing else, and he's rebuilding things. He's rebuilding. And so that's just what I already released what I heard. It'd be for individuals. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why you have to connect with him yourself. Because that rebuilding is also part of your deliverance and repentance. Because he can't be contaminated. He can't build for the Holy Spirit to come through, for that Bible to come through. He's going to pour out his spirit. He got to rebuild them. He's not going to pour it out and contaminate it.
Right. Because that engine has to have an overhaul before he lays the foundation. And when he lays the foundation, then you're ready for building. And when he's building you, then he's got to remove and uproot and get some things out of the way. Because everybody wants the Lord to be their shepherd. But then how are you going to get the overflow if that cup's still dirty on the inside? So it is time that you repent so we can do our first work over and come with full force.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a building going on. He's building the way he wanted to be, and that's considered as true repentant heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of your deliverance, I'm telling you. So I tell people, you better put your ear to my mouth. All this other stuff they saying, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it.
Because his job is to send distractions so we can get out and not be focused. And
come
hit us
now.
From the left, right, the top, the bottom. But you still got to stay focused and keep praising God. Because a lot of times it's not so much of the long prayer you pray. We just got to rejoice. Rejoice and praise his holy name. And lift up a standard. Praise God.
A lot of people refuse to get to his altar so he can help them, so he can help them with their deliverance to him. And so they think they got a lot of time to play with God. They think they're going to keep Timmy to mark him and stuff. It ain't not so. Not so. He is hearing the cries of the true ones. So, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend, and a blessed, safe holiday, and may God keep you and shine his face up on, you know, his light, and let God be a light in your life. If he has to shine the light in your heart to really reveal what's in your heart, let him do it, because he don't show it. It's like he was unveiling the mask.
Yeah, we said that on last week, because that is exactly what he's doing. And we don't have to pretend or do nothing, because Jesus is real. And when he started unveiling mask, it is what it is when that mask comes off. He shows you everything. There's nothing hid. He said the secret thing belongs in a man's heart. And that comes only from the Lord. And I just know that God just was showing me different things, and I was just busy writing down the dates, the timing and everything, because his timing is everything. And people think that we got a lot of time, and this is the end of time. When the people are going the wrong way, and he said, look, you got to turn and go the right way. And that's when he sent Prophet Randy and different ones on the show, you know, to get the house in order. Amen. So we can have a overhaul and that foundation is laid so that we can continue to build. So I just thank God for his word, the God that's shining through. Thank God he gave his only begotten son. So we can run with that. And the same way we run with a revival, that's the way he's going to run with the end of time. He has to prepare and get us ready so that we can do what we've been called to do in the midst of the face of trials and tribulation. We have to encourage ourselves. And that's when God said, when you quit looking at the situation, then if you look at me, I'll give you your joy and your peace. I'll give you your happiness to produce that energy through the trials. And it just won't be just your trials. And you got to have the faith with it and the patience and that endurance to run all the way. And that just takes the consistency. So the teaching, the trusting. Anytime you have wisdom, you must have joy. Because that knowledge is in the hands of God's people. Well, I'm not going to keep you. I'm going to let y'all get some sleep. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, God is good. So I'm just going to let y'all run with this and enjoy the service. Y'all have a happy holiday, safe holiday, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Because this is our season for greatness. So God getting ready. Well, young lady, I'm going to let you hang up this line. Amen. I think somebody wants to sleep on me. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for your people, God. We thank you, God, for the covering, the protection, God, and all the blessings. God, continue to arm the people of God with a full armor on, God. Put on the clothes of the army, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shone with the preparation of gospel of peace. And God, we just want to thank you for that, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and darkness in high places. God, we pull down every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do and what you're about to do. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the light that shines, God. We thank you for strengthening the people of God and acknowledge their understanding, the kingdom of God. And God, that you would give them that knowledge and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give the people sweet peace and joy, that love in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. God, give them a refreshing as the 2023 year comes. God, let them have that light, that peace of God, and that newness, that new word, God, that you promised them in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just praise you, Father, for it. You said it in your word that you will give us the blessings of God, the favor of God. And whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good report, if there is any excellent, if anything be worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things and the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. And so, Father, we just release legions of angels for everyone on the line on the sound of my voice. Release the protection angels, their highway angels, their finance angels, their healing angels, the way maker angels. God, we ask that you bless them in ways that they know not of. God, take us higher, God. Take us higher, God, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory and the praise and bless everyone. Thank you, Jesus. What a happy, safe new year.
Amen.
God, keep us. Keep us, Lord. Amen.
I don't know what had happened. Thank you for that prayer. I don't know what happened. It kicked me off. I had to call in on my cell phone, but thank you for closing us out in that prayer. And thank you for just keep going, taking charge. I like that. So thank you. God bless you for doing that. So I'm sorry something wrong had went on. I guess my it just blanked. My computer blanked like it was just rebooted. I don't know if it was one of those. Sometimes it'll be want you to reboot because
reboot.
Some new things come up there. So I don't know if that's what happened, but God bless you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. And I just come in agreement with the prayers that already went out. Have a safe holiday. Give God a glory. Cry out for this nation. Cry out for the healing and deliverance of his people. And thank him for, you know, repositioning you and getting you in that place where you won't miss it in this next season. So thank you for calling in to Prophetic Grace Network. I think Karma going to be on tomorrow. But we think, you know, those who's going to bring in New Year's at a building, you know, we just see traveling grace from your home to the church and back home, that God will keep you and hide you, and there will not be no premature, you know, these accidents, uncausely accidents, untimely accidents. So we just bind it and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for calling in tonight, and God bless you.
We thank you. We just decree, declare protection around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Y'all have a blessed weekend. All right.
Safe holiday.
Thank you.